Thank you for contacting the customer support. My name is Terrell. How can I help you?
Yeah, I had a charge on my credit card, and this is the number that came through. It was for something I ordered April the 14th, but I have never received the item.
No problem. Could you tell me the zip code, please?
23832.
Can you say that again, ma'am?
23832.
All right.
I can give you my name and the date it was done, but I'm not giving the card number out over the phone until you find it.
Oh, you don't have to do that, ma'am. Could you just tell me what your first and last name is?
Julie, J-U-L-I-E. Last name is Wilfong, W-I-L-F-O-N-G.
Okay, Ms. Wilfong, could you verify your shipping address?
10522 Sunny, S-U-N-N-E, Court, C-O-U-R-T, Chesterfield, Virginia, 23832.
Okay, hold on for one moment as I access the account.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. It does seem that on the 14th of April, you entered the contract for a mixer. Is that correct?
For a mixer?
Yes, ma'am.
No, it was for a pair of shoes. But it was through PayPal.
No, we got you down for a mixture, Ms. Wilfong. It was the charge for.
Does it say it was delivered?
Let me see, ma'am. No, what you purchased was the entries for a, you purchased a contest entry for the bicep mixture.
Oh, no. I didn't want to order, no. Those are gimmicks that come through my phone all the time.
Yes, ma'am. And so after...
They probably got my credit card number offline. I didn't call and order or enter any contest.
Yes, ma'am. So I do see where your car was charged.
Yeah,
now, is there
April
anyone in your household who could have ordered this product without your knowledge?
No, because I have a lock on my phone. My card's in my phone. It's
yes,
probably
ma'am.
When I was in my phone and went to a site and it got my number off of there.
Yes, ma'am. Hold for one moment as I cancel the account and I will transfer you to our fire department, all right?
All right.
All right, ma'am. I am about to transfer you to our fire department, all right? Thank you for contacting customer service.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.